Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Marissa's the first person with real regulatory and energy experience on that board. Usually we have, retired legislators, and they're there, and Eversource says 100, and the Consumer Council says 80, and we agree on 90, and we go forward again. You know, we're really trying to change the nature of regulation, more performance-based regulation, give Eversource some extra spiffs and bonuses if they fix up after that storm on a very timely basis or otherwise. So I think that sort of relevant experience is very important, probably more important than some of the back and forth between Marissa and the utilities, which is unfortunate.
Well, the unfortunate thing is that the governor's right in the sense that we should be talking about the things that matter, which is trying to save residents and citizens of Connecticut money on their bill and try to get Connecticut to be not the most expensive electric rates in the country. But yet we're talking about something like whether she coordinated with state legislators over an op-ed. And the longer we're told something, if it's not true, then that's one thing. But if it turns out to be true, the longer it's not admitted to, the worse it gets. And House Minority Leader Vin Candelora was dealing with this hearing yesterday, where, and I honestly, Vin, I thought the dog ate my homework thing is a ridiculously kind of an apt, you know, thing. And I know you can, I mean, it was listeners have reached out to me. You can have your phone set up to purge messages after 30 yeah. days. I mean, that's possible. That's not like a made up thing. But I said to the governor this morning, Vin, it's like, if I'm wrong, I mean, I'm not stupid, but I'm not dialed in, right? That's how I'd characterize myself. It just seems so obvious that there was something to this, and it feels insulting to our intelligence not to acknowledge it.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. I mean, the FOIs that have been submitted onto the Chairman Gillette have been going on for 3 years. And the one text message that we are able to uncover from a legislator reveals that she made an attempt to actually do an end-around FOI. So it's not as if my phone was accidentally sent to delete messages. There is evidence that there's a conscious effort to violate state law and do an end-around. You know, the governor's right. Experience does matter on PURA, but what's neglected in all of this is PURA, they're an adjudicatory body. They rise to the level of judges. They need to be fair, they need to be impartial, and they shouldn't be involved in the legislative process, they shouldn't be involved in writing op-eds. And I think that's been one of my criticisms of Marissa Gillette, is there's a lack of understanding of what your role actually is. You're not a commissioner in the sense that you're making policy, and that's what she tries to do. And she's really over-injected herself into the process where I don't think she could be fair and neutral. And I do think she needs to step down. At the very least, the governor should not be reappointing her as chairman. They need a cultural change in that building.
Wait, I thought that already happened.
No, she's been reappointed. So she's sitting on PURA again. The governor very well could reappoint her as chairman. And we have more of the same in the building.
So there's still a decision to be made on keeping her as chairman, but she's on the board no matter what. Is that right?
That's right. She's already been reappointed. She went through the process. It was hotly contested. And I will say that I twice requested documents from her office. Never did they tell me that they deleted these messages and they were no longer in possession of them. They created the impression that they did not exist. And then, you know, she answered questions that weren't exactly truthful when I had questioned her in exec nom. So I get concerned that there's been a concerted effort in that agency to lie and deceive. And I think it's a culture that needs to be cleaned out. I think it doesn't just rise to the level of the chairman. I think there are other people in that office that have been involved in these cover-ups. It's not a good look. We need to bring integrity back into PURA.
So we're talking with Van Candelora, the House Minority Leader here. We only have a couple of minutes left. I appreciate the time, especially now the session's done.
Sure.
Because I know you want to... You want to chill out a little bit and do your job.
You never leave this job.
You know, when it comes to the housing bill, you know what? I want to move the conversation forward in the sense that if this isn't it for you as a Republican or your caucus or as just a citizen of Connecticut, what do you think we need to do to start to get more housing to make this a better situation?
No, look, I mean, we need reform in our laws. I think everybody agrees. And we're close on a lot of issues. 90% of that bill we agreed with.
Okay, what's the 10 you don't?
The 10% is the micromanage of zoning. You know, eliminating the requirement that there be minimum parking spaces when you put a building in is a huge problem. Automatically converting commercial to residential is a nightmare. We don't want people just to be able to put an apartment building in the middle of a shopping plaza, for instance. So there were things like that that didn't make any sense. Also, having a minimum number of affordable housing in towns, a goal that they need to meet, is sort of backwards. I think we need to incentivize it, but not get away from these goals. Everyone knows they're stupid, they're not achievable.
More than 10%, though. I mean, that's like those are the huge components of the bill that people had, you know, issues with.
Well, not really. I mean, there's a lot more to it. And I think just getting the point is the other stuff that was ignored is we need to reform 8-30G. We had a bipartisan bill that got through the House a number of years ago that died in the Senate. We should be revisiting that bill because there's good changes that we can make to the affordable housing laws that don't tip the scale to developers and create a real toxic environment for local officials. There needs to be balance, and I think we could get there, but we need to get everybody at the table. They've left Republicans out of the dialogue. They've left local leaders out of the dialogue. Democrats have been trying to do it alone for years. I'm hoping the governor insists that they allow Republicans and local elected officials into the room. Yeah. That's how it'll get done.
You know, I mean, I know he's a Democrat and you oppose a lot of policies, but if you had a different Democrat in the governor's mansion, it would have may have been a different decision on this one. So
may have. I think, you know, it's unpopular in the town. So any governor that wants to run for reelection, I think if that law went on the books, he'd have a real hard time getting reelected.
Yeah. So you think he's tipping his cap? You think that's a signal?
I do.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah. Right.
Vin, thank you for the time. We appreciate it as
Anytime.
Always.
Anytime. Right. Thank you. Take care.
Vince Candelora.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.